Good evening, Evelyn. How do we sound over the internet? Thank you.
She's going to the band concert.
Okay. Good evening and welcome to this School District of Gibraltar regular meeting of the Board of Education for Monday, December 19th, 2022. Time is 5:33. And we'll call this meeting to order by a roll call alphabetically for those members present. Helm here.
Nordahl here.
Sauter present.
Schreier here.
Schwab here.
Pfeiffer present. Mr. Helm, please know that Mr. Pagundis gave me notice today that he was unable to attend this evening. Please mark him as excused.
Okay, thank you very much for bringing that to our attention. Moving on, item number two on the agenda, approve the minutes of the regular board meeting on December 12th, 2022. Is there a motion to do so?
I move that we approve the minutes of the board meeting of December 12th, 2022.
Second.
Are there any additions or changes to those minutes? If not, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 The minutes are approved. All right. Item three, communication. Has any board member received any communication since our last board meeting?
I have. I've received communication from Vinnie Shomo, which I've sent out to Dr. Seifert earlier
today. All right. Let it be noted that Mrs. Nordahl has received communication from Vinnie Shomo.
Any other? Yes, please also note that we received communication from Alyssa Northrup. I forwarded that to board members today.
Okay. Right. Any other communication received by any of the board members? All right. Okay. Thank you. Moving on, item four, open discussion. Please realize this is an opportunity for board members as well as audience members who are either present in person or remotely to address the board with any items that may or may not be on the agenda. There will also be an opportunity to speak on any agenda items when it is being discussed. Do any board members have anything they'd like to bring out in open session at this point?
I would just like to say that our students from last Monday's choral concert did a really lovely job. I'd like to congratulate them all for sounding fantastic and a great stage presence, and looking forward to tonight's band concert.
Thank you. Any other board members? Do we have anyone in our audience, either present or remotely, that would like to address the board at this time in open session?
So it's not. Oh, it is.
Sure.
It's discussion regarding student cultural trip to Italy is on new business.
I think. But.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. But.
Do we have an update?
Yes,
no, it's still on. It's still on
what's posted.
Nope, it's still on the agenda. You're okay.
Yeah, so it's on the agenda as a discussion item, not action.
Oh, discussion.
Okay. Discussion, not action.
Okay. All right, we're good. Thank you. All right. Moving on from open discussion, item five, reports. I see we have no reports at this time. All right, moving on, item six, committee reports. Turn that over to Mr. Schwab to give us an update on the Finance Committee meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Helm. The Finance Committee met tonight at 5 o'clock, December 19th. We reviewed the Baird forecast modeling tool and its ability to help us gauge long-term and short-term planning. Sally gave us an update on how she's been working with the tool and gave us an update on her timeline of getting back to the financial planning board to the financial planning committee, as well as the board with just an update on what she's seen with our current finances and the Baird forecasting model. We additionally reviewed our ESSER III grant. We were allocated $497,398. We still have $236,177.48 left to claim. And 20% of that claim needs to be used, needs to be spent toward loss of learning. And we discussed some of the items that can be used to qualify for that 20%. Things such as interventionists or professional development, et cetera. And then finally, we talked a little bit about the 2003-2004 budget planning process, how Sally's been jumping in, as well as Brett, and focusing on needs versus wants. Gave us a very nice update on the range of where CPI might be coming in. They're being told somewhere between 7.1 and 8.1%. Also, just working with people throughout the school, getting a better handle on what people are spending, as well as a timeline for coming back to the financial planning committee and to the board with a budget. So more to come on that. That is my report. Any questions?
Board members, any questions of the financial planning committee? All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy. Moving on. Maintenance committee. The maintenance committee met this afternoon at 4:30. We had a small agenda day. The first item we discussed during the meeting was building updates. Just a few highlights. We replaced the sensor for the outside building light control, new locker room door locks and pushes, new fencing around the football gate field, the baseball field. As some of you may recall, there was some access issues with an ambulance being able to access those sporting fields. So those gates have been widened to alleviate that problem. We've also fixed the pole lights in front of the side building in the sidewalk. And if you may or may not have noticed, new backboards and backboard trim in the high school gym. So a market improvement there. We also looked at our maintenance planning. One of the big items of discussion was the Adora County Auditorium roof repair. We received three different quotes on that item, ranging in price from $186,000 to $119,000. We will be looking at replacing the roof on the auditorium itself. As you well know, there's a ceramic tile on there now. We're looking at replacing that with a laminate shingle on there just for maintenance and cost efficiency on that as well. We realize that is a transition from a what may appear as more appealing, but we really feel from a maintenance and a longevity standpoint that replacing that with laminate shingle is the way to go with that, especially from a cost standpoint. We're also going to be installing the Raptor system in the elementary office. I'm sure most of you are familiar with that. It's already been purchased. We're just waiting to have it installed. We're also going to be doing some softball field upgrades in the spring. Replacing the high school gym door handles, relocating the fire extinguishers in the gymnasium, replacing the white bubblers throughout the building, fixing the pole lights. And we also have some winter break projects lined up during the break that will be addressed. And we also looked at replacing the windows in the elementary building. We're looking at some possibilities there with the breaking that down into three different phases. I think initially we'd like to replace 14 windows that are either problematic because of weatherproofing or are not allowing egress. So we're looking at that as well, and also taking into consideration how that would fit into a referendum if we were to do a rehaul of the building. So are there any questions from anyone regarding the campus maintenance committee meeting? Okay. Seeing none, we'll move on to item 7. New business. Item A, I'm going to turn this over to Dr. Stausland.
Thank you. So the first item, this is a carryover a little bit from our This item is a carryover from our conversation at last week's board meeting. And last week we had a proposed question, a possible referendum question. And it's the same wording that it says, paying for the cost of a district-wide school facility improvement project at the school building and site consisting of renovation, safety, security, building infrastructure, and building systems improvement, construction of additions for classrooms, offices, and a replacement gymnasium, removal and replacement of older portions of the school building, site improvements, and acquisition of furnishings, fixtures, and equipment. What was not there last week was the dollar amount. The cost coming from one of the construction companies that have done a analysis of our building to replace what is called the 30s and 50s section of our school is the price coming in is at $29.8 million. So questions and comments from anyone?
Would you like us to discuss our trip this
sure.
last Friday?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, this last Friday, Eric and Brett and I, Dr. Stouse and Mr. Schreier and myself took a trip and were able to view Ripon Middle School, High School, and Beaver Dam High School, all done with the architecture firm PRA. Nick from PRA was there to give us insight into the planning and the reasoning for a lot of the design elements. It was really wonderful to be able to see some, both of those buildings were buildings similar to ours where they had very old portions and they were able to integrate new construction as well as remodeling of older sections really quite seamlessly in most areas. Was really, I think some of the things I took away, Eric, and you can add to this, were that the focus on social and emotional well-being with features such as glass and letting natural light and everything into the classroom really has come into focus in the last few years. And it was really wonderful to see that in play while balancing the school safety issues along with it. I think that, you know, all of these firms that we've been speaking with, both construction and architectural, really are taking that into consideration. And it was really interesting to see it firsthand. The collaborative educational spaces, as we've talked about the future of education and making spaces that are, you know, useful for multiple things, as well as having breakout spaces for collaborative, smaller group kinds of activities. We saw that in practice in both schools, one slightly better application than the other, but it was really nice to see that. And then the use of, well, Beaver Dam particularly had some really, really interesting educational opportunities that were provided through, like they had a commercial and residential kitchen space where kids were able to learn both of the Fab Lab fabricational spaces in both schools were just amazing and so many light years ahead of what we are looking at in from traditional spaces that we have. And then the use of furniture and finishings and how that kind of played into the educational opportunities and really what impact that really does have. And talking with PRA was very interesting to hear that they are down to those details, thinking about how to improve educational spaces. So it was a really informative tour and pretty exciting possibilities. Eric?
I would add. I mean, you did a wonderful job summarizing that. I would just agree, it was an extremely eye-opening experience as to what could be. The way that they're, both of the school districts, the way that they're utilizing the space that they have, we all know that space is at a premium, and they found some very innovative ways to really engage the students. The breakout spaces were fantastic, especially at the Ripon school district. Another takeaway I had was, you know, learning about the different materials that they use, flooring, for example, and, you know, what might be cost effective to put in initially might not be cost effective over 5 years. So it was really good to get that insight. Just glad to be able to go and tour those two districts.
And there, we have more tours set up this week to look at the work of another architect, Bray. And we, the third architect that we interviewed, we've seen their work already. So that's part of the process. And then this last week, we interviewed three different construction firms. And, you know, one of the, and anyone obviously can speak on that, but one of the questions that we asked the last construction company that we interviewed was, you know, is this too quick? Is this too fast of a timeline? And they said absolutely not. We can do this in the timeframe that has been allotted for getting things squared before April 4th referendum. And I don't know if anyone wants to jump in on any of the pieces that from the architectural interviews that want to add, and that for our principals as well.
Well, I'd just like to add that it was very informative to meet with the architects and the construction managers. It really made me feel comfortable about this process. You know, with they have the experience, and I also feel that having a superintendent who's gone through this process before is reassuring as well. And we're not going to this blindly. They have experience working with the community on referendums. They obviously have experience with the building process from start to finish. So I mean, that's their area of expertise. That's what they do every day for a living. So I, for one, feel very comfortable with the timeline and the firms that we've interviewed or discussed with so far and our situation here. So. If anyone else has anything else you'd like to add.
I think that we're in the time period in which we go and look at schools. That's part of board education. It's important that board members take a look at schools in our area, state, that we hear about, we read about, we see visitors from their school that come to our school. This is our gruel and dream time. We go to the other schools and we get a little drooly when we see the spaces they have and the opportunities their children have. And then it starts the dreaming time in which we begin to think about what we could have here and what we will have here. Folks that I've talked to most recently about the timeline of it are, I think, better informed when we finished by saying that an approval in April just starts a year plus of planning, that at this point in time, there are no dreams that are being put down on paper about the next Gibraltar schools. We're gathering ideas. And once it's approved in April as an amount and a scope to go ahead with, then the real idea, thinking and planning and putting things together, that's the business then of a stakeholder committee of the school district in our community. The folks that I talk about get excited about the possibilities and encourage the board to share that excitement and launch an opportunity for our community.
Would anyone else like to add anything else at this point?
I would only just like to say that in the interviewing of both the architects and the construction managers, I kept thinking back to the presentation we got in August about the assessment of the building, and it made me realize that there is a very important line that the team walks between dreaming big, which is, like Dr. Seifer just said, is a good important task that we are in the process of beginning, countered with the responsibility we have to
the building that we do have, which is in great need of updating. Parts of the building, not just the look of the building and the flexibility of programming spaces that we can dream about and correct and all of the things that Mrs. Sauter was just talking about seeing at Ripon that were so wonderful, but also the need that we have to grow our spaces to fit our students and to update things that are probably past due in terms of infrastructure, in terms of flooring, piping, all kinds of things that are the guts of the building that all run through that original 30s and 50s part of the building. And that starting the process now, long process, important process, we're at the beginning of, but I think it's a great responsibility we all have. So that was the only thing I wanted to share.
Thank you. Anything else? So the plan is to have this for a final read in our January 9th meeting. And I would say to the board members and to our admin team too, or anyone in the public, that if they have specific questions or concerns, that they send them to a board member or myself. And hopefully we can answer questions for people as well, and stuff that we can bring forward on the 9th as well. Thank you.
Mr. Helm, as a first reading, it's not an action item, but we should have the exact wording of the proposed resolution read into the minutes, unless Dr. Stoutland's review of that was adequate at the beginning.
I'm happy to read it again. I when I was speaking in the beginning, I just read the kind of the middle.
Yeah, half. You highlighted.
Yep. Yeah, I'll read it. So it says, shall the School District of Gibraltar Area, Door County, Wisconsin, be authorized to issue pursuant to Chapter 67 of the Wisconsin Statutes General Obligation Bonds and the amount not to exceed $29.8 million. For the public purpose of paying the cost of a district-wide school facility improvement project at the school building and site consisting of renovation, safety and security, building infrastructure and building system improvements, construction of additions for classrooms, offices, and a replacement gymnasium, removal and replacement of older portions of the school building, site improvements and acquisition of furnishings, fixtures, and equipment.
Thank you.
That reading makes it official in the minutes and takes the fulfills our first reading of this proposal.
Any other questions or discussion regarding this? And let's move on to item B, discussion regarding a student cultural trip to Italy. And I'll turn that back over.
Yep. And at our committee meeting, our student learning committee meeting, Rosa presented a cultural trip to Italy in the June 2024. How it was proposed is the trip would be open to any current high school student and or parent community member. This trip would not receive district financial support other than a stipend to staff that chaperone the trip. Rosa is here and with others. From our arts department. And, you know, if you want to share anything, if there's questions, I think the conversation at the student learning committee meeting was kind of more or less who should go. This is a little deviation from past trips that Rosa taken or has taken students on, because it was more in Spanish speaking countries. This is obviously it's romance language, so it's under that heading.
Okay, so the last year, I mean, the art teachers approached me because of my experience taking kids to Costa Rica, Peru, Spain last year. Also because I lived in Italy for 3 years. I speak the language. I travel extensively throughout the country. I love the culture. And I think it's a great trip for our kids to learn about many different, not only the language, the culture, but the history and art and in general, history in general. And so I researched a little and I came up with this solution or this company and this trip. And if you look in page 8, that would be the price for the students. We would be flying into Venice. From Venice, we will go through Assisi. Assisi will go to Florence. Florence to Rome. Rome will do an excursion to Pompeii. So the students will be able to learn about Byzantium and the Renaissance, Roman Empire, you name it. So it's a really, it's going to be a very impressive and very, very awesome trip for our kids. They will be exposed to amazing things that they are not used to living in their county. Not only the experience also of like traveling abroad and learning about themselves and being, you know, responsible for themselves, etc., but obviously all the cultural learning that is attached to it. So yes, so the proposed dates are, as I said, at the end of the school year in June, early June of 2024. And normally every other year we've been doing this trip, so the kids have time to save money and they can pay a little every month. The only thing is like this price that you see here is around $4,400. That is locked until February. So if you approve of this opportunity, I would like to start like promoting it and getting the kids enrolled. So because next year prices will go up, and this is a very good price for what we get. I make sure that we have hotels in well situated in the cities. And so we were a little bit of we had a little bit of an upgrade from the regular trip and so or itinerary. So that's basically it. I don't know if maybe some of my colleagues would like to talk a little bit about the art teachers. Okay.
Hi, my name is Laura Michael, Mrs. Mike, the middle school art teacher. I just want to voice my support for this trip. When I was 18, I was able to go on a trip of Europe through the American Institute of Foreign Study. And at the time, it was just this really exciting opportunity for the kids in my school. And looking back on it, all of the years since then, it was a life-altering experience. It wasn't so much that was what I learned at the time. It was that it opened my mind like a blooming flower that has never closed. And I've always been more aware of the world and cultures and really in tune with like learning and lifelong learning. I don't know what it would have been like to go to college and everything having not done that trip, but I know that it was just an experience of education that I've never lost the benefit from. So Italy is like the cradle of civilization. It's just mind-boggling. I've also through the approval of our courses for next year, I will be teaching AP Art History, and everything that is in the AP Art History course, the students will be seeing firsthand. And that was something that really that happened. When I went on my trip and I was 18, I then went to college and was an art student and an art history major. And it was just totally different for my experience and my classes and my enthusiasm for it compared to students who were just in the class and had never actually seen all of these things. Like the learning curve is huge, becomes a sphere. So I really can't talk enough about this. So I better stop and let Emily say something.
Sure. I just wanted to say thank you for considering this opportunity. I've never been to Europe, and I just think this would be an extraordinary opportunity for staff and students. Like Laura said, I think it just would be so valuable and a cultural, artistic opportunity that would stay with them forever. So thank you.
Thank you. Any questions?
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify. So this would be open for all high school students?
Yes.
All Gibraltar High School, current yes. Gibraltar High School yes. students, correct?
It will be open for every student in the high school. And actually, I had a question because today I had some seniors this year that when they hear me talking with Mrs. Sound, they were like, can we go to? And I said, well, I don't know. I don't know if for liability purposes or whatever it is, I don't know if we should allow it to students that graduate this year. I mean, obviously I would love for them to go, but that's for the board to decide. If you would like to open it to seniors that are this year's seniors, that would be interested because, you know, but they, you know, they would be next year in college or doing something else. So I don't know, that's mm-hmm. something open and it's.
And I think, I mean, that's a good question, Jessica, thank you. I think for the board, when this comes up for action, that the parameters, you know, are set and are clear. And again, any questions that board has between now and when it's on for action to email myself or email Rosa or so we can get clarification and we want to be clear as what the expectation is if it's to go forward.
Okay, because what happened is the last trip, because it was postponed because of COVID, I had some students that had already paid for the trip. They were already in college and so they came. I had two students that were in college and they came. Obviously, I read them the rules. I told everybody, it's like, I'm sorry, but the same rules that apply to school, this is a field trip. So I don't care how old you are. Nobody's drinking here or doing anything. So, and that was great. I mean, obviously they were very much aware that those were the rules and that was what was expected. And we didn't have any problem that I know of. So that was very good. That's it.
Okay. Great. So. Thank you. Just one quick question. How many students roughly are you hoping to take on this excursion?
As many as they can.
Okay.
As I can, because I mean, they also every six students, a teacher can go for free. So then obviously we would like to get also Mr. Daly, who has experience coming with me to many of these trips. And also because he's a social studies teacher, as a professional development for him, when he has to teach, you know, Rome or Renaissance or then for him to have that personal experience, it's very, very valuable. So I think, and also because I would like to have a male teacher, you know, the first trip we weren't able to, we were only 15 kids to Costa Rica, but the board made up a little bit for the difference so we could have a male, because obviously I'm not gonna go into an all male bedroom at a hotel or, you know, so it would be a great idea to have a male teacher part of the as chaperone. So.
Okay, great. Well, thank you to all of you for bringing this exciting proposal to the forward to the board. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
Moving on, item C, approve updated mission and vision statements.
Yes, starting back, I think in August, we started the conversation at our retreat around our mission and vision. And then it's received input from everywhere from some parents to staff, to the board admin. And what you see here is a proposed change to each of our proposed change to the vision statement and a proposed change to the mission statement. They have the same nature as it was written before, but I would say the language sharpens the our purpose a little more. And the proposed vision statement is: Gibraltar Schools, in partnership with family and community, will ensure excellence in educating every child to become a responsible citizen who is service-minded and empathetic and can contribute to our interconnected world. The mission statement that is proposed is: we are driven for excellence in academics, activities, arts, and athletics. We provide learning environments with instructional best practices that promote social, emotional, physical, and intellectual growth. Questions on either of those?
Mr. Dr. Stoffman, thank you for your attention to the language. I appreciate your attention to the verbs, in particular, verbs matter. Moving us from striving to ensuring puts us in the right higher ground position. to talk about what it is we hold as our proposed vision. I think that the board's adoption of this is timely as we consider a significant project coming forward in April, that we do have a vision and a mission that can support a contemporary or a progressive, contemporary, expansive look to our school. And we have a mission that will fit that new facade, that new facility. I appreciate you bringing this for board action.
You're welcome. Is there a motion to approve the updated mission and vision statements?
I move to approve the updated mission and vision statements for the Gibraltar Area School District.
Second.
We have a motion by Sauter, a second by Schreier to approve the updated mission and vision statements. Are any questions or discussions on this matter? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion passes. Thank you. Item D, approved district goals and action plans. Dr. Stausen.
Yep. So part of this initial work with mission and vision also had us engage with some consultants to address that first part, mission and vision, but really to develop action plans for us as an admin team as well as the district. And it's not a quick process. It takes some time, but we've had again conversation with parents. We've had conversation with you as a board, as well as staff leaders, and our admin team meets with these consultants still once a month, and we just met again last week to kind of finalize. And each of our administrators, Lisa, Lauren, and Jim, each have their own kind of sub plan. Some of their plans are within this, but they also have additional things. And this also doesn't capture everything that's going on in the school, but it gives us some direction and gives us some accountability to say, here's what we say we're working on and we're doing, and here's how we're gonna measure it, and here's the time frame we're gonna work within. We know that we will have to adjust things as we learn more, but it gives us a great starting point. And I read through all of these objectives at our last board meeting. I won't read through them again, but what I am sharing, and you know, it does say to approve the our tactical plan, and I don't technically need you to approve it, but it's more you're approving us working in these five categories. That we think collectively, we meaning all the groups that are involved with this, are important to the success of our students. The first goal, and then you can see the format that as you scroll down, that will work within, and those dates that you see like January 1st, February 1st, March 1st, those are placeholders for each month that we're meeting with the consulting team, and they will hold us to the fire a little bit to say, you said you were going to do this. Did you do that? And then we record our notes and what we've done in that last month. And then any remarks to help us either remember things or to think, oh, this is a goal we want to move also to next year because it was that important. And when we get to June, we will have entries for each of those dates. And actually, there's going to be some additional dates added from December and November of things that have already been that have happened. So we want to record that. But this would be a living document would be on our website. It'll have links to it. To if there's any supporting documents or evidence, that would be part of it. And I feel like this is from one of the responsibilities of the school board is to hold us accountable to say we're doing these things that you could ask, hey, you said you're going to develop a peer observation form and start that process. We haven't heard anything about it. You can ask those questions based on what we've put in here. So, and you can see there's five different categories. The first one, continuous improvement for student growth and achievement, challenging academic programs and career pathways for all students is the second one. Third, professional development to upskill and retain high quality staff. Four, funding our priorities and demonstrating responsible fiscal management. And 5, communicating and marketing Gibraltar School District. So any questions on this? And if before questions too, that this will be something that we will come back and update the board where we're at. You know, you should get quarterly updates on here's the document as it is now in March, and here's what we've done in these categories. And anything that we don't get done, we're going to blame on Lauren. So that's that's the best part of this. So any questions or comments?
Is there a motion?
No question. In your first bullet, you've got by fall 2025. After that, a number of pieces say by a year. Do we think that's the beginning of the year, end of the year? What's your purpose?
On the first objective?
No, I'm going, for example, the first under KPO, by fall of 2025 or earlier. Then by 2026, is that by the close of 2026 or is that by the start of 2026?
No, but 2025 is the start of.
Yeah, got that. Okay, the next one down. Beginning of, start of?
End of the school year, says Lauren. Is what we said.
Yep. And that's because she's the person's going to get the edge. It's the end of the school year.
Perfect.
I applaud the administrative team for putting this into a document, making it public. As you've said, then the school board is responsible for saying to you, how's it going? How's your leadership drawing these 6 points forward? And we'll take a measure. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Is there a motion to approve the district goals and action plans?
Let's change the verb to endorse. I move to endorse the following district strategic goals and actions for the remainder of this school year.
Second.
We have a motion by Cipher, a second by Schreier to
endorse.
To endorse the following district strategic goals and actions for the remainder of this school year. Any questions or discussion regarding the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion passes. Item E, approve the hiring of a Little Vikings advisor, Mr. DeBro.
Really couldn't ask for a better candidate, not only experienced and talented in coaching basketball, but also as an elementary age educator. Can't think of a more perfect fit. So with our heartiest recommendation, we advise that we approve Emily Heidler as our new Little Vikings advisor.
Any questions? That's fine. Is there a motion to approve the hiring of Emily Heidler as a Little Vikings advisor?
I move to.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
I move to approve the hiring of Emily Heidler as a Little Vikings advisor.
Second.
We have a motion by Schwab, a second by Sauter to approve the hiring of Emily Heidler as a Little Vikings advisor. Any questions or discussion regarding this motion? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes. Thank you. Item 8, old business.
Thank you, Dr. Stiles. So the virtual school day, we've talked about this a little bit, and what has changed since the last time, and the feedback that we heard in the discussion at the last meeting was very helpful. What has changed in the background? Some of the language, I just put the following consists of guidelines for staff and families. If we were to have a virtual learning day due to inclement weather or other factors, consideration in calling a virtual day will include how many instructional minutes are needed for a complete school year, advancement in our curriculum, and life in Wisconsin. I think, you know, thinking about this, if there's a day where we don't have school, But I think it's important for us to have guidelines if we do, because there will be a point where we'll need a virtual day for something. And it could be a chemical spill that happened on the highway in front of us. It could be pipes are broken for some, you know, and maybe a portion of our school has to be virtual for whatever reason it may be. But I think we're better off having a plan than no plan. And then we can draw on something when and if needed.
Any questions from the board?
So are you saying we would make the call as to whether or not to follow the virtual learning day or just call the day off on a case-by-case basis?
Correct.
According to these guidelines?
Correct. I think, I mean, some of the stuff that I heard was, you know, give us a day. If we live in Wisconsin, we right. get something. But knowing, you know, thinking back till 2019, where we had 5 cold days in a row, I think if we had 5 cold days in a row this year, we would try to capture some of those days and minutes back at some, in some fashion, if possible.
Do you have any comments from the audience?
I'm just checking for comments from the audience. No hands are up.
Okay, thank you. All right, is there a motion from the board to approve them, to accept the following guidelines when a virtual day is necessary?
I move to approve the, excuse me, that doesn't sound right. I move that we approve the following guidelines for a virtual learning day when a virtual learning day is necessary. Does that cover our intention?
That's the recommendation. Yes. Does that
cover our intention clearly?
I think so. Just go back to the language as it was. Following guidelines for virtual days necessary. Yeah.
The motion allows Dr. Stolzman to say it's a snow day, folks, mm-hmm. or yeah. to declare that it's a virtual learning day.
Oh, it's all on me.
Yes.
Good or bad.
That was the intent of the motion, Dr. Seifer.
Yep. Well said.
Second.
Is there a second?
I second.
Karen, no, Mrs. Nordahl.
We have a motion by Sauter and a second by Nordahl to accept the following guidelines when a virtual day is necessary. Any questions or discussion regarding this motion? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right. Motion passes. Thank you. Moving on, item 9, donations.
Donations. We have a slew of donations from our very generous community. The first donation is an anonymous $50 to the Angel Fund for holiday gifts, $421 from Wild Tomatoes Donation Creation to the Gibraltar Music Boosters, an anonymous donation of multiple holiday gifts to a local family, $60 from Kathy McConkie for the gift of a holiday experience for a Gibraltar student. The school counseling department received 30 $50 gift cards to local grocery stores from United Way Door County Food Pantry Coalition to distribute to families as needed, an anonymous donation of a group of holiday gifts for Gibraltar students, holiday gifts for Gibraltar students donated by the Good and Perlman family, graduation cap and gown from the Vista family, the Torcivia family donated $250 to the Angel Fund to be used for a holiday experience gift for a local family. John Finkler donated $50 to the Angel Fund for a holiday experience gift for a local family, and an anonymous $50 donation to the Angel Fund, again, for a holiday experience gift for a local family. I would ask the board to approve these donations as presented.
I move that we approve the donations with great thanks for all of those who donated.
Second.
We have a motion by Sauter, a second by Schwab to approve donations as presented with great thanks. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Donations are greatly accepted. Thank you. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Sauter, a second by Schreier to adjourn. We are adjourned. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Just Don said, if we're out by 6:45, it's his doing. If we're after, it's my fault. So
25 minutes to spare.
I know.
Yeah. 25 minutes.